ஓம் சாந்தி. ஓம் சாந்தி. But I would also like to say Om Prem. You know what it means? Om Love. Om Prem. Om Anand. You know what Anand means? Today Baba spoke about Sat Chit Anand. Didi, Dadidi, actually Mama's Murli was God is truth, living bliss. And so Anand is bliss, Prem is love, and Shanti, you know, right? But what we are talking about today? The blessings and the bliss of Brahmin life, and the blessings of also. Brahmin life, BK life, is a life of blessings. A life to experience the eternal joy fortune of celebrating the meeting with whom? With God. With love. With truth. With benevolence. With bliss. When we speak about experience, what does it mean? The experience. Experience. Is it something for the future or of the future we are talking about? Experience. Anubhava. Something which has been tasted, lived, has left impression on us, a deep print on our personality. Which becomes very subtle. We have different methods of experience. This world, we are here actually, on this planet, to experience and express. So experience is to take in. What is gone in through different senses, which is the senses of this body, and the experience which we have experienced with the mind, the subtle organ of the self, the soul. Whenever you relate something, for example, from your childhood something, so many things from childhood to now would have happened. Every day a new scene, every day a new experience. How much we remember out of that? And what we remember mainly, there are remembered two extremes Which two extremes we remember? Something ordinary we forget. From your childhood, or in your school life, or in your business life, or in your family life, how many things you would have experienced? But certain things are forgotten. But they trigger. If some kind of same situation or environment you come across, that experience becomes fresh. It reminds, oh yes, we see a picture, something, yes, oh this picture, oh I have been to this town, or I have been to this place, I have seen this church, or I have seen this temple. We have eaten something of the same taste, oh yeah, this fruit I have eaten before as well. But it's not the same fruit, but I remember the taste. And taste, we have eaten, it's finished, but you remember the taste. Remember the feelings. So we take certain experiences through the external sense organs. We see something with our eyes. The eyes are not experiencing, but through the eyes what is photographed, that you are experienced. That scene is past, but it's so fresh. You have heard something with your ears, some words of praise or some words of defamation. So in our life we experience two things. Some very difficult time of challenges which has given us sorrow, or we have taken sorrow, not given us sorrow, because nothing gives us sorrow. In a reality, we say, this one has given me a lot of sorrow. But in fact, we have taken sorrow. Or, we have experienced happiness. So these two things are remembered in life. And some are so deep. Maybe 30 years, 40 years, 50 years of your life, those who are older than that, also from 8-year experience, it's so fresh. So experience in the past, such something which has pierced in your heart, touched your intellect, given such a feeling of that unexpected shock, unexpected fortune, great joy. And so this means it's connected with the feelings of the mind. Even the gross things what we see, if I see a flower, the color I can see from a distance, whether it is real flower or artificial flower, a question comes in the mind, it's so beautiful. Is it real? Bouquet is very beautiful. I touch. I say, no, it's artificial or real. And sometimes artificial flower are real, and sometimes artificial look real and real look artificial. So in order to make sure, you touch and you feel. Fragrance, it's, you cannot see with these eyes. You cannot touch it. But it is touching you. It is coming to you. Nice fragrance, rose fragrance, jasmine fragrance. Or you are you come home, somebody is preparing frying chips, chips. So fragrance, no? You begin, that experience reminds you of yesterday or last week, you also had that. So through senses something is experienced. My point is, this is subtle, which you cannot touch, you cannot photograph, is called subtle. But it leaves a deep imprint in us. And all the spiritual aspects, peace, love, happiness, wisdom, can you photograph that? All the godly qualities is experience. Now, in order to make it experience, to make it a memory, what you do, you repeat it. For example, you taste something. Then it becomes, taste becomes so natural, eating again and again. It becomes, it is not the taste buds, that but tongue does not remember. But you remember that. Oh, I remember the taste. In the same way, for example, knowledge. Baba is giving us so much knowledge. Now, how many of us really make the experience of knowledge? How we make it into, from gross into subtle? Because words we are hearing every day, it is coming through the gross ears. So in our life now, the words do not give the experience. How you think, how you feel, how you translate, with which consciousness, with which actually attitude, with self-respect or lack of self-respect. For example, every day's experience, you say, this person has given me so much sorrow in my life. Why, how it became? Because I am repeating again and again and again. That insult, that somebody insulted me. Now, that person gave me experience or I gave me experience. So some say, I sit in front of Bab Dada. I don't experience love. It's not a gross thing. The subtle energy is subtle. It's not the physical. Just like insult, in fact, it is very subtle how you connected it with your own self. So what Baba is speaking to us, to me, to you, to a soul, how much I am actually at that time thinking Baba is speaking to me, to the soul. So when Baba is speaking, that knowledge is actually makes me aware my relationship with Baba. Am I a soul at that time? Really, truly? I'm soul conscious. I'm a soul that I know. I'm aware, conscient, sentient, living. So this quality of soul consciousness means the quality of myself now is communicating with the qualities of God. Quality of the soul. It's a quality, it's very simple and easy. Knowledge everybody is hearing. And every day, not just only Avyakta Bhav Dada, but Avyakta Bhav Dada is teaching us, is actually the practical exercise of what we hear every day in the Sakar Murli. Brahma Baba experimented it, experienced it, practiced in his life, and then sharing this Avyakta experience using Dadi's body as Shiva Baba experienced Brahma Baba's body. Bap and Dada both. Now certain experience you have direct. Certain things you need to cook and then you experience. For example, all of you here are many mothers as well, and now brothers also cook bhog, cook Brahma Bhojan. If I give you chickpeas to eat, and I say, please taste it, and you eat chickpeas, you know what chickpeas means? You know, everybody knows what chickpeas. Or okay, mung. Mung beans, you know, because you make the sprouts, no? Yes? You cook sometime dal, no? You cook sometime. I'm giving a very gross example. Experience is not anything else. Experience is I am experiencing. I want to experience. Baba gives me actually like the material, the object, very subtle thing, which is in that wisdom is there. Just like in the light, there is experience of the candlelight, there is the energy of light. The color light I see, warmth, it's heat of the fire, it is touching me. If I touch, I will burn, but it is giving me the experience of warmth. Right? So I was giving the example of very gross, ordinary example. So you experience, if I give you chickpeas to eat or mung to eat, will you experience the taste of it? What you have to do? You need to have a method. You want to make it sprout, you have to soak it. Let it grow, sprout. The taste of sprouts will be different. You cook it. Mung beans, taste will be different. You grind it. You want to make it pakoda or something of that. Or want to make it a pancake. Would be different experience. Taste would be same thing. Is it? Are you understanding this language? No? Is it okay to easy to speak the give the gross example? So what Baba is speaking to me now, I am actually revising it in my mind and using it in my mind. Yeah, Baba says, children, every day enough. So many times, Avyakta Baba's Murli is amazing with the... He's such a great artist, no? How many paint pictures he paints in one Murli? Sakar Baba Murli is also wonderful because he gives many, many examples and many pictures. But Avyakta Bab Dada is romantic language he uses. You are the jewel of my eyes. Baba is making us the garland. He is making us the he says that today I garland now. It's not the garland that he is making that with the thread. It's the garland he embraces me. The expression of love. The Sakar Murli today, actually, it was Sakar Murli's expression. Sakar Baba said this. And so Avyakta Bab Dada is reminding how to believe that the relationship Baba is speaking of being a child. And now I'm a child, so of what age I consider myself to be a child? Am I child with this big body, or am I really seeing myself child? A very innocent child in Baba's lap, and Baba my mother. Today, this is also, Avyakta experience does not mean only through Avyakta Bab Dada. Avyakta experience means subtle experience. Now Baba said today, Brahma is your real mother. Now, Ma, so now the experience of a mother and a baby. So if I see myself a little baby, adopted child of Brahma, but letting go of the body and seeing myself a soul and yet in this body because I'm Brahmin. A new mouth born progeny of Brahma. And so, in the lap of the mother, a baby, where will he look at? What is he seeing? An innocent baby sees the reflection of his own in the eyes of the mother. And then so becomes so excited, wants to put his finger in the eye of the mother to see I'm there. He is seeing me, and that's why he says, you are the jewel of my eyes. Am I believing this? Do I accept this? Or I'm still very, very intelligent, very clever, very logical, because I'm grown up, no? I have lived in the world, so I immediately become so body conscious. With this body, I don't sit in Baba's eyes. But as a baby, as an innocent child, I am in his eyes. Means his vision is focused on me. So he is giving me drishti. Not necessary that I am just sitting face to face, but my mind, the face of my mind, the eye of my intellect, the light of my deep understanding and faith is seeing me. I am Baba's child. Baba my mother, Brahma my mother, and Shiva my father. So, who else can give me such pure love? Except this unlimited father, the spiritual mother and father. Now, this I'm experiencing, not necessary that I'm sitting in front of Baba, walking, talking, eating, sitting, thinking. You can experience this moment of joy. Just like we can experience the very deep sorrow of somebody said something to us, and by remembering it, again the same sorrow emerges. Why cannot? There's so many Murlis Baba has spoken. So many times he has spoken. Can make this experience fresh to me. because I'm not refreshing it. So I'm making it, for example, moong want to make it sprout, then I have to put water in it, take the old water out, make fresh water more, then take care. I am taking care, I am giving attention to make it sprout. It becomes sprout. I'm cooking it, I have to pay attention to it. It becomes a real taste. So certain things it is, Baba gives us the, this actually his power through knowledge, what I want to say. Even knowledge, Baba's love, blessings, which brings bliss to us, is through the knowledge. Take it just today's Murli as well. Bless and blessings. He's blessing us, which this blessing, I take it as a blessing. Blessing comes from the heart. So God is pleased with me, an honest heart. So honestly, do I believe myself a soul? It's not honesty that I made something wrong and I went to Baba, say, Baba, please forgive me. I'm really made a mistake. So that is okay. That is if I'm making a mistake and I went and God is pleased and say, child, forget. Baba knows that you are effort maker. Forget now. So Baba gives me power. But here this is also really believing how much percentage this I take as a reality. Belonging to Baba. And belonging to Baba finishes the longing to meet. When I belong to someone, Baba belongs to me, I belong to Baba, then this experience is becoming real. It is knowledge, when I changing into yoga, that is connecting me the godly qualities and my qualities. Through that I am communicating with Baba. That communication is now, as Baba said today, after explaining so many things, he said, how much he should explain? Okay, after explaining, essence is manmana bhav. Now take just this manmana bhav to experience the avyakta, the subtle, something which leave impacts on us. So it means that now I turning my mind away from other things . Turn your mind away. Tune to me. And when his mind is tuned, is connected, whatever energy is in there, for example, a wire is connected, the energy from this electric wire is automatically coming into the connection where you plugged in. It begins to function automatically where it is connected. So tune. You hear the radio, you tune it, you begin to hear. The same, the word you hear, the message you hear, the news you hear, begins to work in your mind. And then your mind is begin to think the same, whatever happening, the scene you saw, the words you hear. In the same way, Baba's mind is full of love. Baba is love. So Baba is love. He gives the feelings through his knowledge. Every day, lovely children, sweet children, beautiful children. Then he gives the method. Avyakta Bhavdada says, you want to come to me? You are coming to the subtle region to meet me. So I would like to meet you, really. The dress that I am wearing, it's a meeting. I have the beautiful dress of sparkling light. And if you are wearing the muddy dress, how would the pair look like? Now you are coming as beloved child, or the meeting of my friend, my companion, my beloved, my bridegroom, kind soul. So now my relationship completely shifted. As a child, I have a right to claim. It's not my responsibility. He gives me. He has brought paradise on his earth, the happiness of heaven for me. Do I believe this? Or I say, I don't see. Paradise is not here. Still we are in the iron age. But it is the inner joy, the inner happiness. What is in paradise? Is it only the material world? No, purity, peace, prosperity, health, wealth, happiness. That's why it is called paradise. Then this word matter becomes beautiful. So am I yet experiencing that heavenly joy or paradise that Baba has brought now as a gift for me? Or I say, no, I will take it next birth, not now. But he says, I have come to give you now. So do you want it to take it now or in future? Do you want to take it now? Raise your hand, the one to take it now. He has brought now. And if I don't experience now, how will carry my sanskaras there to experience it? Now he is giving me. Heaven means purity, peace, prosperity, health, wealth, supersensual joy, inner happiness, bliss. World is the same. And it will be the same Bharat. So because of my inner experiences, what I breathe in, what I breathe out, I am transforming the matter. The nature I am transforming. The elements I am transforming. And then elements are giving me certainly comfort, physical body healthy as well. That every organ of the body is so fragrant. It's the fragrance of love which is coming from the fragrance. The fragrance does not come from the plastic flower, for the paper flower. Fragrance comes from the real flower. And so it is coming from the soul, which is actually automatically handling the body through detachment. The elements are also pure. It is a fragrance of purity, fragrance of peace, fragrance of love, fragrance of respect. And how much respect Baba gives me now. How many titles he gives me every day. With what vision he is seeing me. You are the sparkling diamond. You are the crown jewels. I am making you today, he said. I am making you like the moon and the sun. Jnana Surya Jnana Chandrama. Do I believe this? Or I am thinking of becoming Chandrama, a stone, a rock on the mountain? No, the coolness, the fullness. He is making me this. So if I receive this, I am just how just the knowledge that Baba is giving, that is actually the source, the method I need to, by churning. And churning comes by believing it. When you begin to believe it, that quality lives in you. And when you live it, let it live, you begin to love it. Because it's a very beautiful experience. It's the experience of peace, it's experience of power, it's experience of happiness, experience of great joy, so why we don't experience of Baba's love? Because we think we are not able to aware, we discriminate that am I coming with some expectations, what God wants to give me, or I am expecting what I want. Let us become totally detached from that, what Baba wants to give me. He knows what I need. But when I want, might be I am looking for something different, which is not at the moment practical and useful for me. So Baba, there are three types of experience. It is the experience when Baba comes, actually. It's the atmosphere, which is not only Baba creating, but all of us sitting together in Diamond House or wherever we are. It's the love that with that you have come. The feelings that you have come. We are going Madhuban to meet Bab Dada. We are going to Madhuban to meet Bab Dada. And that the energy that you have actually, the flow, you have kept it. The flame that you have kept burning the whole year. Saving some money. Thinking when I should make my holiday. Thinking of preparation. Adjustment of the situations at home. Time to time you have put that burning flame of love, you have put oil in it in different ways, so the flame keeps burning. Booking the ticket, making sure when I get the cheap ticket, which airline I will go. How many times you have already thought of being here before you are here? It values. This is a subtle connection that we are keeping. Whole year we are preparing this. So you are here waiting. Baba coming, Dadi is coming, Dadi is coming, Baba is coming. All these thousands of people sitting in silence with that feeling of love. Concentration is there, Baba. So these vibrations are actually transforming the energy, helping us forget whatever was there. Here, I am here now. Then, as soon as Baba comes, it is Baba Drishti. Like lighthouse and might house. And sometime Baba says, Baba, the Son of Knowledge giving the rays of light and might. It is just from a distance also these rays are coming. The light is visible and warmth is felt. It's not the direct rays and you, but this warmth is there. So Baba's drishti is like, it is very subtle, only for a short time. But it is like an injection of that energy. It works afterwards as well. And just like expert nurse or doctor gives some time injection and you are still waiting, he says, it's finished, done. He says, you have done? I didn't even feel like injection was done. But done so gently. Sometimes that time you don't feel. But it has done its work. It's magic. Brahma, don't. That's why people in the early days used to be afraid. don't look into Brahma Kumari's eyes. They are magician, no? They will cause you magic spell. It was not any magic, other magic. It's magic of godly love, benevolence. Seeing that time with that vision, oh, this is Baba's child. A soul has come in Baba's home to get something from Baba. Nothing else is in the mind. This soul has come as a seeker, as a student, as a jigyasu to take something from Baba. Baba does his magic. They feel something extraordinary. But if I am body conscious, even other is looking at it. Those who come with fear would not take immediate that experience. So what I want to say is drishti is of love and benevolence. It's an injection of energy. And then Baba's versions. Words of wisdom and love. Of course, in the early days, it was the study of the university. There are, you can see, the Murlis, which was spoken very early days, when Brahma Baba became abhyakt in 70s Murlis, 80s Murlis, 79's Murlis are very deep. Deep philosophy of every virtue, of every action, of every relationship with Baba. Now Baba does not speak very deep Murlis. It is same Abhyakta Bhaktada. At that time, the gathering that was in front of Baba, for all the dadis, all the old seniors, those who have taken this experience from Sakar Baba's time, understood the every meaning. It was giving the homework. Now you have to experience and practice this. It is the study of the universal truth of spiritual godly student life. Very high level study. And now the children who are coming, many are coming, they are not 100% following the discipline. They are listening Murli, Baba, Avyakt, Bap, Dada, sitting at home, listening to peace of mind, television, in the same house. Okay, it is dinner time. Others are having dinner. Some are eating whatever they want to eat. Not all are yogis. What kind of atmosphere is there? One of the person may be a Brahmin looking at Baba's TV, and others are living the life, whatever life they want to live, eat, drink and be happy. In the same next room, they are watching on their some kind of film. What kind of atmosphere is there? And if Baba is speaking very deep philosophy, how will souls catch? What would be the value of the jewels? Now the gathering, the school is there of very loving children, very new children. They want only just love. One time I asked Gulzar Dadi, I said, Dadi, Baba used to give so many deep, special aspects of the Murli. And now he just, sweet children, lovely children, wah my children, wah Baba, wah my fortune. And Dadi said, what else do they need except love? So Baba comes to give them love. And so his subtle vision or his subtle feeling of the children is what they need now. And the old ones have already so many Murlis every Sunday or every day if you want to study personally. The books are printed there. We can recook it. We can rethink it. Make this experience real. So time is different, that some he wants to give them just vibrations, he wants to give them just love, or he wants to really cure them in a very subtle way. So when we take up with only to have, and some are having very emotional experience, that is also his magic. Some really feel a current. Some really feel all their heart opens up, something realization comes, and it's joyful as well as so blissful, the tears are rolling down with great joy and bliss. So they are experiencing emotional experience of bliss. And some are not experiencing anything, but they are, Baba has given them that power, that at the moment they are not experiencing here anything. It is, but only when they go outside, this knowledge what you have taken, the power you have taken from Madhuban, that works there. The situations that you came and you have been struggling since 5 years or 10 years or 2 years, it was so difficult to handle, and now somehow this magic have taken place. You have your self-respect, you have clarity of karma, you have deep understanding of drama. It has strengthened your energy, and now you are able to handle that situation. No worry, doesn't matter. Situations are at home, sometimes with wealth, sometimes with health, sometimes with the family problem, sometimes their sanskaras. You handle it like a drama. You watch it, it doesn't affect you. Transformation has taken place. You have filled that energy in you. And sometimes Baba knows what you need. You need only just something which it is deposited for you now, later on it will be useful. Knowledge is such that we can use it later on. And different souls need different power. So sometimes people say, yeah, I noticed, no, this person was next to me sitting and Baba was always giving drishti to him, and I'm trying to get drishti from Baba, but he is always focusing in on me, and when he came to me, he was just very quickly passed from there. Now I forgot the self-respect, what I need. He knows what I need. He's a doctor. You go to a doctor and you have really serious sickness, and doctor immediately recognizes and he says, no, this person needs to go immediately for an operation. What he will do? Now he has to sit with him. He would spend 3 hours to operate him. And you don't have any sickness. Would you spend 3 hours on you operating you when you don't need? He would ask you how you are, write some prescription for you to give you satisfaction. You don't need an operation. So for some, he can talk, can speak, can give longer drishti. But he has given you drishti in such a way that this drishti will help another time. He knows what you need. But when I'm expecting what Baba is giving to others should to give me, I don't have to comparison. I don't have to have any kind of expectations. I don't have to have any kind of any magic. Baba does not play any magic either. Very natural. Just sit relaxed and let Baba give what he wants to give. Sometimes in Murli itself are such triggering things, which powerful, inspiring things. That becomes experience. In Madhuban, it's a place of experience. You are sitting in Baba's room. Suddenly some wonderful experience Baba gives. Through Murli you will experience. Through his classes you will have experience. Because he is Karan Karavanhar. sometimes same job that mother used to do. Now the play the role of Karan Karamanar. Maybe he plays the role now of Gulzar Dadi as being totally detached observer and making others also detached observer of the drama. This role may be beneficial. But he's Karan Karamanhar, he will definitely give the experience that at time when the child is young, small baby, the mother takes care of everything. And then the child is grown up, the mother is busy, the mother says to her daughter, please, can you pack the lunch box for your brother? Can you take him, make his school box ready, the bag ready, book? Can you take him to the school? I cannot take him. Now mother has done the same job with great love. Now she is still taking care. She says to the son or daughter, please help your brother. Does not mean that mother's love has become less. Mother's love is the same. Fathers give time for his or himself to the children, and then he is busy, he is doing something else. He says to his son, please, now help your brother. Help your sister. So love does not decrease. Love remains the same. Form is changed. There used to be time when you would see that the fire is visible. Right? Then, it's a burning fire, you cook the thing, food is cooking. Then time came in early days, there used to be coal, angiti it is called, that you collect everything and charcoal, coal are there, and it's burning. You don't have to put wood again and again, and you put this cooking pot on that, and it is cooking. You need just one time to burn this, and this charcoal coal, this black charcoal, no? Koila it is called. And that automatically begin to glow, and your food is being cooked. Fire is still visible. Then a time came, gas has come, no? It is still burning. Small fire is literally burning. You have to just switch it on one time on. Then came the time, microwave. There's no fire visible. Fire is not visible. And things are cooking. The heating outside, fire angiti is there, and you have to put wood in it, it's burning. Then electricity came, central heating, it's visible. And then underfloor heating is there, is not visible. The whole house is warm. So why I'm giving this gross example, very gross examples of every day, that Baba's love never becomes less because he is eternal love, his eternal peace, his eternal bliss, his eternal truth. It never becomes less, only the form changes. Question is, am I actually receiving it? Am I open to receive it? So the more soul conscious I am, conscious, soul conscious again, the soul is conscious of its qualities. Knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss, benevolence, truth. And communicating, a conscious person is communicating with other person, is recognizing other person, is expressing what he is feeling, unconscious. Is not able to communicate. And so we are conscious. So it is experience of all the relationship with Baba. And for that preparation is beforehand, not that some say, Baba will give me drishti, everything will become all right. Baba will wash away all my weaknesses. No, we wash before, and here we are ready to get a new print. Washing work has been done before. This is why all these forms are filled in. How long you are becoming regularly? How long you are practicing purity? How long? This is preparation beforehand, so that we are come here ready. So it is subtle thing which Baba knows, and he touches the soul. Different way, different method. And we need to remain stable as a detached observer of the drama. Every scene is beneficial. A time comes when the mother is taking the child in the school. Other time he says to the brothers and sister, please take your brother or sister in the school. And next time, he says, you have now grown up. Go yourself alone in the school. Then, now you are strong enough, take your brothers and sisters in school. You have studying, now help your brothers to study. This is also a family. This is a school. This is university. So, think of all the relationships and the soul remains stable. But still you need to use the knowledge and faith. Faithful souls remains victorious and always able to have very deep experience of Baba's qualities, of the qualities of the Self, with all relationships with Him. Now time is telling me to put stop, full stop. Om Shanti.